talk to you a little bit today about the Navigator's military ministry. And I'll get my slide operator to help me out here when I say slide next or something similar. That'll work that way. Okay, so we're going to talk to you about the Australian military ministry. So Dave, if you want to crack the next slide. Well, that. So this is what I'm going to talk to you a little bit about. So I'm going to firstly put us a little bit into context, both in an international sense and then Australia. Then I'm going to tell you about the military leadership team, which you may or may not know exists, and tell you who they are. Then we're going to look at the military ministry strategy. So we'll just briefly run through our mission, vision and objectives, and then conclude, and then we might pray along those lines about our mission and our vision and our objectives and where we're going as an organisation, hopefully. So the Navigators, internationally, that's their theme, to multiply labourers in every nation. And Mike is, of course, with us from the executive team, and he's got overseeing rights in Australia. And you can see there that it's an international Christian organisation, for those of you who don't really know, with over 3,800 staff around the world in 104 countries and ministering in 152 different languages around the world. And you got some sort of sense of that this morning as Mike was speaking to you about what he'd been involved in Africa personally. And we are part of an international Christian organisation. And I think it's good to know that we're part of a larger team that God is using to reach his people throughout the world. Within Australia, we're one of the countries clearly that's got a Navigator ministry, and we're also one of the countries that sends people out to other countries. So there's missionaries from Australia in quite a range of countries around the world. I mean, Robin mentioned this morning John Ridgway, and he's been in Asia for many years and heading up the work around there. He was in India, and there's many other people around the place working with the Navigators, and also people who've been involved with the Navigators are working with other mission organisations around the world. But within Australia, there's four streams within the Navigators, and there's a community stream, an international student stream, a postmodern urban community stream, and the military stream. Thanks, Dave. And within the military stream, we've got a leadership team, and I'm heading up the leadership team with Jeanette, who is at home with our boys and with a couple of the West boys, and Mike and Fran Johnson. Who you've probably met Mike already. Mike's also a member of the national leadership team for the Navigators, and he has oversight of the military ministry as part of his responsibilities there. Dan and Alison Burns, and Dan's already kicked your butt this morning, so you know who Dan is. And Alison, if people haven't met Alison, Alison is the lovely lady up the back with their three children, one of whom is with us at this stage. Clearly Dan's working on discipling them very young. So it's really good, Dan. Keep going. Dan Ellison, and Dan works full-time at the Defence Force Academy. He's our full-time staff worker there. And at some stage during the conference, Dan has got a soundbite to tell us a little bit about some of the ministry there that's going on. We then have Robin Dennis, who you've also been introduced to today. And for those of you who didn't know, you may well have heard a lot about him. And it's all true. He is a really great guy. And a paid advertisement, yeah. So you've got to look after Yoda. So it's really good to have Robin here with us and to have that sort of history, you know, going on in generations, which is part of how we want to minister as Navigators, and the generations keep going. And Robin has really worked to have that happen, and you've heard and seen. You can see people around that are part of the generational ministry of Robin and the other Navigators around. Now, Gary Allen. Gary, do you want to just wave your hand? Gary and Rochelle. Rochelle's not with us. Gary is now a retired colonel, but he was involved with the military ministry, I think, back in the early 70s. So quite an early young fellow with the Navigators, and Gary's still around with us, and he's part of our military leadership team. Phil and Julianne McMaster, who've come down from Townsville, really good to see them here. And Phil was at the academy in the early 80s, early 90s. He's not that old. So Phil and Juliana are with us, and it's great to have them. Lieutenants Rob and Karen Elphick. I nearly promoted Karen earlier. I thought she was a lieutenant commander, but I found that she's actually a lieutenant in the Navy. And Rob is they're both here with us, come down from Sydney, so it's great to have you guys with us. And then Brigadier Mike and Ron. Oh, Karen's just making her entrance up the back. So we've just mentioned you. You're up on the screen, up in lights. So Brigadier Mike Swan is also part of the team, and Mike can't be with us today, but Mike's actually in command in Bougainville. He's the commander of the Australian Force in Bougainville, and he and Rhonda live here in Canberra normally when Mike's not on operational tour, and so they're part of the leadership team. And the military leadership team, what are we doing? What are we, you know, trying to do for the military ministry? And really we're trying to provide the leadership primarily through example and encouragement and through a strategic planning process, and we have a strategic plan. And we update it yearly, and we've got mission, vision and objectives, and onto the mission. So our mission as part that we've got for the military leadership team or for the military ministry is there for you to read. That's what we're on about. That's what we're focused on doing. And our vision that comes from that mission is the first element of the vision there is to see a network of disciple-making communities throughout the ADF. And you're all part of that. You're all part of that. And so, you know, we have people moving through that with Phil and Julianne in Townsville, and Mal and Karen and some other people in Brisbane, and you know, Rob and Karen in Sydney, and Dan at the Defence Force Academy, and Dave and Annette at Albury Wodonga. So, you know, there are ministries around the place, around the country, that are part of trying to do this thing. And you can see there that we're trying to get people that are ministries, communities that are composed of people from all ranks, which is something that we haven't done a lot in the past because we didn't have the staff, and we were focused initially at the officer training schools, and now we're branching out and trying to have all ranks involved, and part of the fruit of that is people like Dave West and Mal and Brad and Phil and those sort of people around who are here today, who are part of the other rank stream. The second element of our vision is that we can have those communities who are of the character of Christ. You know, that's what we're really wanting to see, people who are Christ-like, people who love the Lord and want to serve Him, who act in that way. So we're not here to build up theoretical knowledge. We're here to get the knowledge, but to put it into practice, to live our life for Christ. We want to be doing that. That's what our vision is, that these communities won't just be people who turn up and, you know, have a bit of warm fellowship in some ways, but they'll be communities that are Christ-like, people who are living their life for Christ, who are doing the things that God would have us to do. And we want to see harmony with the various Christian networks that are working within the military. There's a range of them, and part of the fruit of that is we've got the Chief Commissioner from Everyman's and another couple of Everyman's staff with us at this conference, and later on in the conference Bob's going to have a soundbite to talk to us about the work of Everyman's and how the navigators can support that. We've also got the Principal Chaplain from the Army coming out to talk to us, another 15-minute soundbite at the same time, and also the Chairman of the Military Christian Fellowship is coming out to talk to us, because we're all part of a team, and we're reaching people within the military, and we want to work with those people and have harmony with them as we seek to really develop and be part of God's outworking into the Defence Force in Australia. And we also want to see this community, this ministry that we're developing in the ADF integrated with the other navigator ministries around Australia and also around the world. And so, you know, we've got Mike and Chris here from part of being around the world. And Mike Johnson's leading the community ministry in Canberra. And there's people involved in various ministries around the country that are not just focused on the military. You know, the ministry, the fledgling ministry that we've got in Brisbane, has got, you know, people in it that aren't military people around the place. And we want to integrate those in because it's, we're not just in one special way only the ADF, only people in the ADF, but in another way we are. We are different. We are a community. We are a mission field where people, you know, you just can't get into to a bar. You can't drive into ADFA and just rock up to the barracks and knock on the door and say, "Oh, g'day, mate. I was just wondering if I could share Christ with you." You know, either you get punched, but B, B, you'll get thrown out because you'll feel uncomfortable and people won't want to know what you're doing there, and so you'll have to move out. You can't go on the bases and do that sort of thing. It's difficult to reach those people when you're outside because they tend to run around the little cadet groups, as I used to, and talk in cadet language and think about what it's like to be a cadet, what it's like to be in the military, and to be different, to be under an authority that is different to the way civilians live. And it's the same with the soldiers down at Kapuka, you know. They are different to the people round about them. They get people, you know, an inch from their nose yelling at them because they were 30 seconds late. And I was, you know, sharing a story with Dan earlier about when I was a cadet, you know, you just have to put up with what happens, you know. If you don't go to the tailor, even though the tailor's supposed to be there and it's your fault and you've got two extra drills, you know, that just happens. But people aren't used to that. And so just to have a community that we can reach them, and we are insiders in that community. We are part of the Australian Defence Force. And as part of that, we can actually influence those people for God, as God uses us to touch the lives of the people. We can communicate to them because we're part of them. We understand what it's like to be in the military, and we have the entree onto the bases where we can talk to people. And so that's what we're doing in this. So our objectives here, flowing out of our mission and vision, is to pioneer those vibrant disciple-making communities across the major military bases and establishments. And our little plan, we've just got a few things here, and first thing that we're really doing as a leadership team is we've committed to pray aggressively that this will occur. You know, and I think that was a critical point, you know, Mike made this morning about the spiritual weapons that we have, and prayer is a spiritual weapon. We are in a spiritual battle, and you need to use spiritual weapons in a spiritual battle. And so we want to be reflecting that, and so we're committed to pray for the military network around the nation. And then we're going to work hard, we've said, as a leadership team, at developing our contacts across the bases, across the people around the country. And so, you know, Dan Burns went up to Brisbane and caught up with a range of people while he was there. And you know, Robin will try and catch up with people when they're on exercise at Chilwater Bay. And I know that he speaks to various people when they do that. When I go in my old job, when I went around the country sometimes, I would try and catch up with people that we see around. And so we're trying to develop this this community and to be in touch and encourage our people that we have out in the bases, you know, out in the front line, so to speak, where the action is, to keep going and to be able to do that. And we're going to, one of the other things we're going to do is try and develop the leaders that we have around here, and we're going to encourage them and work with them so that they can do what we want them to do under the Lord better and around the place. And one of the key things that I really wanted to focus on is we are trying to develop this other ranks ministry. So we're talking about communities around, and when we have only been with officers, it's difficult. You know, they are not the majority of the Australian Defence Force. The majority of the Australian Defence Force are the soldiers, the sailors, and the airmen and women who are out there on the bases. And we're trying to reach out and figure out, how do you do that? How do you minister to those other ranks? How do you share with them? And Dave and Annette are really involved in that. And later on, Dave's going to speak to us from his perspective. And also, I think he's going to have Phil talk to us a little bit as well from his perspective about what is it like to be a soldier and have officers try and talk to you. You know, traditionally, a lot of us are officers, so you know, we think, oh well, this is what you do. But we want to hear from them. What do they want? What do they think? How do they feel about it? And so how can we reach these people? You know, how can God teach us and to do that? And we're going to work with people who have been doing that for years. We're going to work with the everymans around the place and just figure out how can we reach these people around. And our second objective is to make a strong and effective disciple-making community at the Defence Academy. We have traditionally been there. That's where the ministry started, as you heard with Robin. And it is a critical area. And Dan and Alison Burns are focused on that particular area, working there full-time. And we have some of the cadets here with us as well, which is, it's great to see. And Robin mentioned the conference before where Russell Billenberg was one of the speakers and little Tommy Billenberg, you know, at 10 or 12 was at the conference. I was the cadet and I was at the conference at Bishopthorpe. And so little Tommy was there, and I remember little Tom all pestering his mum and dad to buy memory verses for him because he wanted to learn more memory verses. And I was really challenged, you know, as a cadet, and there's this little kid who wants to learn memory verses. And Russell said some significant things at that conference, and it was a good time, you know, to get together and to be involved in that. And so, you know, we're trying to keep that sort of thing going, and the academy is a clear focus for us to be involved with, and that's what we're on about with that. And our third objective is to really have a good reputation in the military community and the wider civil community, and so that's coming into having those harmonious relationships with the other Christians around the place, and working to assist them and to develop a good reputation as military people. I mean, as Christians, we should be, you know, model soldier, sailors, airmen, and women around the place. We should be, you know, they shouldn't have any problems with us because, you know, we're serving the Lord, and His call on our lives is that we should be faithful in all that we do, and so that should help us with that sort of developing that reputation. And one of the other things that we're trying to do about the reputation is to maintain financial integrity and self-funding, and so I'll be talking to you a little bit about that, but. It's an issue around the place, and most of you would be, you know, be aware of some of the scandals that you see on TV, you know, and just how the church can be pulled down because of people who don't have integrity with their finances, for people who do the wrong thing, for people who just want people's money and then rip them off, and for people who are always asking for money. So, you know, we want to have this good reputation, not dissimilar in some ways to Billy Graham and those sorts of people. You know, he could have been a tremendously wealthy man, but under God, he's not. You know, he is very careful with his finances, and we want to be the same. We want to have financial integrity, but we also need to have some trying to be self-funding, which will help us with that. So I'll be talking to you a little bit more about that, and they're really our key goals and objectives. And what I thought that we might do is just now spend a few minutes in prayer, and I thought I'd leave the vision up for you, just to refresh you on that. So as we pray about the vision, about where we want to go under God, that this would just help us to focus our ministry and to think about what God would have us do. So perhaps if Dan, would you mind starting? And I'll pray and I'll conclude as well. And you'll know when I've concluded because I'll say that's enough. Okay.
Father God, we have heard this morning about the heritage that we are part of, that we have, the faithfulness of your people and of you over the years, through the Navigators, and how in many ways we are all fruit of your faithfulness, the promises, the people. Lord, we wish to perpetuate and carry forward this kind of ministry where individuals are genuinely helped to know Christ, to become more like Him, to become true disciples, to take up the cross and follow, and to make disciples themselves. And this is our desire as a ministry, as part of the Navigators, part of the body of Christ. We would like to ask for your help, Lord, your grace, your spirit. And so we've already thought about if we just persuade or inspire people with our own personality and enthusiasm, that's not a work of God. We really need you to do a work of God through us. And please use us to be the defense force of Australia to help people know Jesus and get excited about Jesus so they'll make him known. Could you help us to do this?
Father, we just give you our thanks and praise that both commanders, COs and ACs have just allowed the word to get into their units. Lord, that they've allowed reps there on the NAS to be able to speak and minister through your word. Father, thanks for that freedom that's there. And Father, that certainly there isn't a lot of persecution in that area. Father, thank you for really opening up each of the bases and continuing. Please continue to do that and allow the word in there, allow workers in there with unrestricted access to soldiers and cadets. And Father, thanks specifically for the training institutions where you've allowed some real openings there. Father, would you keep those doors open? Would you thank you for what you've done so far.
Yes, Lord, I would pray for the disciple-making communities that you're building around the country. Lord, I'd pray that you would be really being glorified and honoured in those. Father, that that people there would be drawing closer to you, that we would be coming more like you, Lord, as we behold you with an unveiled face. That we'd be changed from one degree of glory to the next, Lord, that we would be drawn to you. And Lord, as we draw closer to you, that you would then help us to share what a privilege it is to be in a relationship with you, with those around about us. And Lord, we pray that you would be building up the communities around the country. We pray for the community in Townsville and for Phil and Julianne working up there, Lord. We'd ask that you'd be using them to reach out to all the people there, Lord. We pray that you'd be working in the hearts of the people that they're ministering to. Lord, encourage them and bless them. We pray for Mel and Karen and the work in Brisbane with Greg and Steph, and particularly we think of Simon and Heather at this time, and ask that you would be working in their hearts. And we pray for Simon, Lord, that you'd really draw him closer to yourself, or help him to really know your love, to really know your concern. And Father, that as he draws closer to you, that he would just see what you would have him to do. Lord, we pray you'd convict him and help him and encourage him. We pray for Heather, that you'd encourage her, and we pray that both of them would really know the concern of the community for them, your love in particular for them. And we'd ask that you'd comfort them, particularly as they read your word. Lord, we pray that they would be indeed people of the word, and that you'd really encourage them there in Brisbane. We pray for the team there, for Brad too, Lord. We thank you for him coming down as well, and we pray that you'd really be working in that community in Brisbane. And we think of other people in Sydney, of Mike Fraser and Roland Karen, and we pray that you'd be again working with and in and through them, Lord, that your name would be glorified, and that they would be reaching out for you around in their various work environments. And we think of the Defence Force Academy and Dan and the cadets there, Lord, and we would pray that place would really be a place where people do come to know you, and where people who do know you become disciples and disciple makers, Lord. And we pray that you'd be working in and through Dan and Alison in their ministry there, and Mike and Mick as they help out around the place. And we pray that you would be using them. We pray especially for Mick, that you just help him to be a real godly example there as a member of staff. And we pray that you'd be using him and encouraging him. And I pray for Dave and Annette and the work in Wodonga as Dave starts the work largely down there with Phil and the other fellows, and we pray that you'd be using them. We pray too for the work of every man, that you'd be using them around to bring people back into relationship with you. And Lord, we do want to commit these things to you. We do want to pray that you would help us to make those disciple-making communities, Lord, under you, and that you would go before us and be bringing people to yourself, and that we would be a movement of you, Lord, and not of us, not of our people who are doing it, but of you. And Father, we pray that your Spirit would do a great work in those places. And we ask all these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. We're now going to have another song, hopefully.
A question came up in my head. Where we come across Christian soldiers, what's the process of turning them into navigators?
Ask Dave West, he knows about the firm handshake and the friendly what we do is we will disciple them, and part of doing that, Mike's going to talk to us about what Paul did, and then it's a process that we would go through in how to encourage them, how to follow them up, do those sorts of things. So, you know, if they're Christians, we want to see that they, you know, were following Christ, that they were, you know, reading their word each day, they were praying, then we'd be wanting to teach them and nurture them. And as Robin did with me, just bring them along and then share the word with them. And it's a process that takes time. And there's actually a workshop on that run by a really good guy. So if you'd like to come and hear me, that'd be that will answer some of those questions.
What's the question, a general question about evangelizing, or the question, more to do with how they actually become
navigators?
What forms do they have to sign?
No forms. It's quite true. Dave West got a handshake, and he still doesn't believe me that that's how he became a navigator. He's about to go on to staff, and he still hasn't got a bit of paper.
The key thing there, Garth, as well, is the team community. And that's why it's so important, and I'm really glad to have the every man and everybody else. The navigators is not a ship, it's a movement, and it works with all the other organisations. So that community, particularly in the military side, is so critical to the whole well-being of those who come to Christ in that environment. So whether it's a stamp or navigators, I tend not to want to do that. But certainly there's a commitment to training and to learning and to the community. And that's why you've got a handshake, though. it's a broader community.
Yeah.
I just when Annette and I came back from P&G, and I had to start looking at our future, what we were going to do. And we were praying about the whole navigator ministry, whether that's where we believe the Lord would want us to be. And I then needed to consider, how is it that I start working as a navigator within the military where I am? I then got to start working with the chaplains, the everyman, MCF, all these other groups. How is it that I can do that without competing? Do I agree with what they're doing? Do I see that as being valuable? And through praying through all this, I've really felt convicted by the Lord that we're all in it together. And it's something I firmly believe. Going out and having a look at what the everyman do, I haven't seen much of Brian and Sue because they're located a bit further away than Keith McDonald, who's just across the road, the everyman over there. And I went and sat down with Keith and we talked about what his visions and aims were from the everyman. And this whole thing about friendship evangelism, I looked at that and originally I thought, well, okay, that's just being friends with people. And then as I went away and prayed about it and talked about it, I think the Lord was really convicting me that we are all working together, and that this friendship thing, I started looking at how that applies to my ministry and what I do, and that is a basis of so much of what I do. I'm not going to go up to people and say, you need Jesus, and I go, oh, I do. It's when I go up to someone and say, look, you want to come around for a meal? Want to sit down and have a cuppa together? It's that friendship side of it. And the young guys, the soldiers at work, have such respect for the everyman because of their friendship towards them. But they don't have to extend. Everyman don't have to be friendly towards these guys, but they are. So it's really interesting the way that everybody's sort of working together, not as a residential, not a church, but it's how we can complement one another's ministry.
Yeah, and I think one of the defining things for the navigators is making disciples. You know, that is what our heart is, and so that is probably what one of the key things that really defines us. You know, there's a range of values that we hold really dear, and obviously one of them is the word, prayer, how God works in our lives. A lot of people hold those to a certain extent in the Christian church, but not so many hold the distinctive of wanting to make disciples and sharing that with people. And so I think that's a real binder, and so we're having a conference on it on that sort of theme. And you heard Mike say that's a real passion of his, and that's a passion that runs through the navigators about generational ministry and how we're going to reach generations and how that's going to go on. And so that's one of the defining things about the navigators.
One of the things you said where Keith and I are being a training institution, training establishment. We have people who have looked. We've got a guy that's going up to Bulimba. I'm coaching him in the next couple of weeks. He's a Christian, very strong Christian. And how we can tie in,
That'd be great. And you know, one of the things, particularly for you guys in Albury, is talk to Dave West, and Dave West will know somebody in Brisbane. You know, Mal Cayley's here in Brisbane now, but he's here, and he's looking after a range of people up there, Brad's one of the guys that's working with him, and Karen, and you know, and so there is a little team in Brisbane. That's this part of this disciple-making community, and as people move around, because we always do in the military, that they can go to a different community as they go. And you know, Cass down from Brisbane as well, and you know, there's a range of people around that we can be involved with, and we just you know communicate with Dave probably at all or me if you want to, and then we'll be able to sort of say, oh, Freddie blogs, and we'll give you a name, and you know, swap names, and away it'll go. Dave, well, how great the Father's love, Robin? How deep the Father's love? Close enough. Oh, you can tell I know the songs really well. So we can stand up.